are you, Grant?
Doing good, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing all right, doing all right. How's the show going for you so far?
It's been great. I love this show. You know, there's a lot of really smart people in credit union land, and the ones who take the time to come to conferences like this, they get what's going on. They know what needs to happen for the future, and it's good to come and interact with them and learn from them, too.
Yeah, a lot of those smart people are here right now.
Yeah, exactly.
They're all in sessions right now, but they'll be here in about 20 minutes, 15 minutes to
chat. Yeah.
Exactly, which is always a good thing. Hey, well, the topic that you want to talk about is support for CUFX, and you have a new product to kind of support that as well? Or
yeah.
What's the 411 here?
What we've done, we wanted to roll out a Alexa and Google Home product. And so we decided to partner with John Best for that.
Good for you.
Yeah, and we looked at different ways to do that integration, and we decided that the best way to make that happen would be to utilize the fact that he already had support for CUFX. We added support for CUFX into our software development kit, and now we're talking to John through CUFX.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, so that's exciting.
So how's it going to work? How do credit unions benefit from this who are involved with the CUFX?
Yeah, well, the big benefit of CUFX is it lowers barriers to entry for integration, right? Mm-hmm. And that's very important at a time where credit unions are trying to figure out how to get fintech companies, how to embrace them, how to work with them, how to partner with them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the fintech companies, they kind of have the other problem. Like, how do I get to the data necessary to get my product working for a credit union? And if they don't have the integration, they can't get the credit unions. If they don't have the credit unions, they can't get the integration. CUFX kind of provides a way to make that happen, to facilitate that integration and help these young companies get off the ground and get connectivity to the data that they need and get a door into the credit unions.
Isn't BCU's Jeff Johnson? I saw Jeff Johnson here. I think they're presenting on it or something.
Yeah,
we're
sponsoring that session.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
Good timing.
Yeah, so we'll go down there in a little bit and talk about that and let everybody know what we're doing there. But yeah, we're excited about CUFX. And with our new user interface we're building in the native support for the SDK. And so, you know, you can extend on the front end, you can customize on the front end, you can extend on the back end, you can hook up third parties through CUFX. So we're really opening it up and making it so that, you know, people can really be self-sufficient in enhancing our platform.
Yeah, you just took the words out of my mouth because I was saying, hey, kind of opening the doors, opening it up for credit unions to kind of like pick and choose who they want to work with. And with the whole CUFX standardization, that really helps out a lot.
Yeah, that open standard for the industry has been very good. It's I think it's made probably more progress in the last 5 years.
Oh, good.
Than you know I had seen previously, and so we're excited to be a part of it now as well.
And what are the goals here? What are the goals for you guys and the whole standardization?
Well, the goal for the standardization really is to just open up the ecosystem and make it easier for credit unions to switch vendors if they need to switch vendors, bring in new, you know, pick new partners and bring them in and have them easily integrated into the platforms that they have. You know, digital banking is such an important platform now to the credit unions that it's very important for them to be able to, you know, bring new partners to the table and know that the integration effort is going to be, you know, minimal for that.
Yeah, and that helped. That's such a, you know, like you said, it's a hurdle for a lot of credit unions to, you know, keep those pain points low, you know, keep that level of entry minimum as possible. So
yeah,
there's so much going on.
People like to choose, you know, their favorite choice. You know, they want to assemble best of breed strategy of the companies that they like, and we want to facilitate that. We want to make that easy, and you know, CUFX is a part of that.
Right. And so I'm going to ask you, kind of like, because we're already, I don't know, are we in fall yet? I think we are.
We are
in a day or two. Yeah,
almost.
Is today? Yeah. So now we're looking at 2019. What do you see coming down the railroad tracks for 2019, maybe even in regards to your guys' new product or even technology in general?
Yeah, well, you know, I think the big thing is, you know, credit unions need to control their own destiny when it comes to technology. They need a partner that they can run very quickly with. They need to be able to add in whatever products and services they want without being slowed down by, you know, the policies of their partner or, you know, integration hurdles or whatever the case may be. And, you know, they just need somebody who's going to be responsive to their needs, move quickly with them. Business models change quickly. they need a partner that can move quickly with them, and we feel like Connect is very well positioned to be that partner for them.
Yeah, gotta keep the credit unions nimble, that's for sure, because a lot of the fintech disruptors, as we keep calling them, are just as nimble and doing some amazing things out there. So credit unions gotta keep one step ahead, I think.
That's right, and the big companies, you know, it's not just those small disruptors, right? There's some very large disruptors as well, and so there's, you know, the whole business model is somewhat at risk, right? I mean, there are threats on all sides, and credit unions, in order to navigate that, need to be able to quickly move through the process of identifying a market opportunity, figuring out how they're going to embrace that, how are they going to deliver that digitally, and have that come to market in a very short period of time. You know, months, not years, needs to be the new mantra for any technology provider in the credit union space.
It's almost like minutes now, Grant.
So. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, months might be too long. Might be weeks or days, right?
I know.
But it's funny that you said that, because of the threats out there, because I recently got an email from Square saying, hey, you're approved for a $25,000 business loan. Yeah. Let us be your loan officer. And I'm oh my gosh, what a threat shot across the bow to credit unions.
Exactly. And I get those letters from SoFi all the time. You know, just sign here and we'll give you huge amounts of money, way more than I should ever borrow, right? Probably. But they just want to give it to me, and I think about that, and in fact I saw a presentation by a vendor recently. They were doing some analytics on credit reports, and they said, look at the data we pulled from this particular credit union, look at how big these loan amounts are from these non-traditional lenders into the credit union's A paper members, right? And that those are high margin opportunities for the credit unions. They hate to see those go away, I'm sure. So we want to embrace that with this multi-channel, fully integrated strategy that includes lending and account opening. Everything the credit union needs to do to do business digitally, that's where we want to be. We want to help them be competitive in this space.
Because the consumers are super savvy, and dare I say, super spoiled, from other things.
It's so the credit now generation, right? I mean, mobile has kind of changed consumer mindsets, and if you can't get it right now, you'll just go somewhere else to somebody who can. And there are plenty of other providers. And a lot of non-traditional providers that are getting into the space to do exactly that.
Indeed. Oh my gosh. Exciting times and interesting times for sure. Anything else to add, Grant,
to wrap up? That's great. Thanks for having me here. It's always good to see you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Good to see you as well. Thank you very much for your support as well as our coverage here. We've been running around here getting all sorts of good shots and stuff, so I appreciate that. And we'll catch you at the next one, all right?
All right. Thanks, Mike.
All right, Grant. Thank you, man. Well done. Grant Perry, Connect FSS. Go check him out.